With Paul McMullen joining the club, you must be happy with another player in the squad.
I think you could see the other night with a few injuries that were maybe light. Matt Ward's gone back to Ipswich, Ollie O'Neill's gone back to Fulham. Obviously, Patching, Duffy, McElhinney are unavailable to us at the minute, so we needed another attacking player, maybe two. We're delighted to welcome Paul to the club. He's had a really, really good career to date. He's an exciting player. We've had a lot of exciting wingers over the years, and he's another one added to that collection, and I think our supporters will really appreciate him and what he brings to the team. I know he hasn't played for a while, and it'll take him a wee bit of time to get up to speed, but he's got that fitness and he's got that sharpness that it won't take him too long.
Obviously, he played a big part last year in Dundee, and Championship Player of the Year too was nominated. So, like, it tells you the caliber of player you're bringing up.
Aye, he's played in Scotland for a long time. He wanted something different. I don't think he's played in Europe before, which was really appealing to him. His partner Kiva, his family in Donegal, so all those sorts of things, we were able to give him a bit of security in terms of contract length. So all those sort of things added up to him coming here, and I think he knows Mark Connolly very well from his time at Dundee United, and so Mark was able to fill him in the club and the city, and what I also like is that the commitment he's shown moving his partner and his child and the dog and the whole lot are over, and they've really committed. The whole lot are moving and they're committing to the club and the city, which is brilliant.
Obviously, you were just talking about players. I was speaking to Mark Connolly. He played with Niall McGinn last year too, Niall, at Dundee. Like, so it's another boy that could be telling him how much exciting wingers somewhere.
That's it. You look, I don't want to start naming wingers over the last 10 or 15, 20 years because I'll leave some out. But there's been a lorry load of really talented wingers here. And I think Paul, our supporters will be really, really excited about the way he plays, how brave he is, takes people on, creates and scores goals. So, we're delighted with that one.
Do you think he will sort of, the window now is opening up and you've got one in, is it possibly more to come in, you would hope?
Well, we'll see. We're working in the background. Things change daily. You get offered players and then players you think might be on the radar go off the radar. So until there's ink on the paper, then it's never done. But we're working away in the background to see what's out there, and we've got one and possibly another one quite imminent. We're working away to see how we can improve the squad.
And obviously, getting a player in so soon, yes, he can't play to July, but training, springing a step to the other players and all too.
He's been in the last week training with us, and he'll get another 2 weeks really until he's available for selection, so he'll have good fitness under his belt. I know games is different, but he'll have a good platform to work from.